Columbia River Spring Chinook Recreational Fishing Fishery Allocation. This is a briefing and a public hearing. Once again, Guy Norman and Ron Roller.
Thank you, Chair Wecker. I'm going to start the presentation here and then hand it over to Ron partway through to explain some of the results of our sub-allocation advisory public group that we convened this year to work through this particular issue. But the reason we're before the commission today is policy 3620, the Columbia Basin Salmon Policy, does call for an annual review of the recreational management of the spring Chinook fishery, specifically how the fishery is being managed relative to objectives throughout the different geographical areas, Lower Snake River, Mid-Columbia, and the Lower Columbia, and the ability to meet those particular policy objectives, and specifically the allocation. Let's start with a brief history here on spring Chinook management. Prior to 1977, upriver spring Chinook were targeted species. They were doing pretty well, had significant commercial and recreational fisheries on spring Chinook. During about a 23-year period, there were no target fisheries on upriver spring Chinook because they were in poor status. Most runs varied from about 40,000 to 70,000 per year for all upriver stocks, both wild and hatchery fish. During that time frame, those 23 years, the commercial fisheries ended prior to March 10th as they were targeting Willamette spring Chinook, an earlier time fish, and the recreational fisheries didn't get past March 31 in order to also not target upriver fish. And all the fisheries that were open were downstream of the Willamette River. So fisheries above Bonneville Dam and the Lower Snake River weren't open during that period. And then, of course, in the 1990s, the stocks even declined further. Upriver spring Chinook were listed under the Endangered Species Act. Number of USV Oregon agreements and negotiations occurred with the tribes and National Marine Fisheries Service to address Endangered Species Act relative to harvest. And there were little or no mainstem fisheries in 1990s due to the status and the listings. Then in 2001, we actually had a rebound in the upriver spring Chinook, quite a significant rebound. We actually had a run in 2001 that was over 300,000. Where we had experienced for about 30 years runs that were in the 50,000 range. As a result of the improvement, we had new USV Oregon agreements. We adopted an abundance-based management strategy. And the other thing that occurred was spring Chinook were returning that were being mass-marked, so we had the opportunity to operate with selective fisheries. So now fisheries could be expanded. The fisheries that in the lower river that usually closed in March were now expanded down into April, and in some years even into June. And then, of course, the area expanded as well because now we had target fisheries on upriver fish. And so above Bonneville fisheries were reinstated for the first time since 1977. And that also included the Lower Snake River. Part of our negotiations in the USV Oregon policy committee were to bring Snake River into the overall USV Oregon management agreement and ESA coverage through that federal nexus. Just to give the commissioners a picture of the fisheries that we're referring to here, this particular map shows the Lower Columbia, the Mid-Columbia, up to the Snake, and then the Snake River fisheries that we're referring to are between the mouth and ice and Lower Granite Dam. So the lower part of Snake River in Washington waters. Zone 6 fishery is essentially between McNary Dam and Bonneville Dam, so that's downstream of Tri-Cities. And then the lower river portion is below Bonneville Dam, which is the those black squares are dams, of course, and that lowest square is Bonneville Dam. This particular map also shows three key hatcheries that are also produce fish for harvest. Carson's in the Wind River drainage. Little White Salmon has Drano Lake and that's a national fish. Both of them are national fish hatcheries. They produce large numbers of hatchery fish that are harvestable, and then the Klickitat hatchery has a program as well. And this graphic here will become pertinent a little bit later in our presentation when we talk about the difference between the mix of fish in the Snake River versus the main stem Columbia. So as I indicated before, the commission policy does require an annual briefing in terms of just assessing the success in meeting the various objectives in the recreational spring Chinook fisheries. The commission policy also progressively shifts the overall upriver spring Chinook allocation, ESA allocation, to the recreational fishery, and this year it will increase to 70%. And that'll also occur through 2016, and then it goes to 80% in 2017. So last year we did not have the shift up to 70%. We had a court stay in the state of Oregon, so we reached a compromise allocation of 60% for the sport fishery. So within the recreational share, the commission policy calls for that particular share to be 75% of the endangered species impacts. So those are catch and release impact mortalities. 75% below Bonneville Dam and 25% above Bonneville Dam. And then that above Bonneville Dam portion is split 40% to the Zone 6 area. That's that area between McNary and Bonneville Dam. And then 60% to the Snake. So if you break it down, 75% below Bonneville, 10% in Zone 6, 15% of the impacts in the lower Snake. That's how it breaks down. That's the ESA proportions. So that's catch and release mortality, ESA proportions. It's not percent of harvested Chinook. So that's a different proportion, but it's derived from the commission's proportion of ESA impacts. In addition, the final harvest is also limited by a catch balance agreement with the Treaty Indian tribes. In other words, the non-Indian fisheries, sport plus commercial fisheries, can not be managed to exceed the overall catch in the tribal fishery. Recent years, because there's a high mark rate, that has actually been more limiting than the ESA impacts. So these fisheries have been managed below the ESA constraint for several years. So this table, and I've got some graphs coming behind this, so if this looks a little busy, the graphs are probably going to be a little easier to look at. But basically what this is showing is the track record of these fisheries since 2010. So 2010 was a year when we incorporated two things. One, a 30% buffer on the run size forecast before May, when the run size is updated. And that was to make sure that we don't over-harvest before we know what the actual run is. And the other thing was the catch balance provision started in 2010. If you can look at the track record and the overall fisheries, three out of the 4 years are below the allowable catch. 2010 actually exceeded the allowable catch, but it did not exceed the Endangered Species Act. And it did not violate the provisions of USV Oregon, because the tribes went over the catch balance as well, so the non-Indians did not catch more than the tribal fishery. The reason that was not managed to the catch balance number was the run forecast was way higher than actually came in. I think the forecast was about 470,000, which is an extraordinary forecast, and the actual return was about 315,000. So didn't quite catch up with that one in time, but there's some other years in here, like 2012 was also over forecast by quite a bit, but we still were able to stay within the catch limits. So now as you break down the catch from that table into the various fisheries. So this is below Bonneville, the lower river sport catch. As you can see in 2010, allowable catch was about 17,000, but the actual catch was somewhere around 23,000. But in 2011 through 13, that fishery's been managed below the allowable catch. Zone 6 fishery, same thing, 2010, above the allowable catch. Also occurred in 2011, last 2 years, below the allowable catch. And I should mention that the key here is, well, first of all, the overall catch stays within ESA and then stays within catch balance. But if a particular fishery does go over their portion, that doesn't necessarily mean that it affected another recreational fishery. So I'll explain that a little bit further here. Zone 6 fishery, 2010, pretty close to the catch balance, was over in 11 and 12. And then under in 13. So I'll explain what I just said about just because a fishery goes over its particular proportion doesn't mean that it's not inconsistent with the policy unless it affects another fishery, another recreational fishery, causes that fishery to close prematurely. So in 2011 and 12, they're pretty good examples. The Snake River fishery caught roughly double the allowable take, but because of high water conditions in the lower river was not able to catch their particular allocation, and so those fish were transferred to the Snake, and it didn't impede anything in the lower river in terms of opportunity. So we try and distribute the catch within those fisheries with a guideline of the proportions, but try and manage in season to meet the needs of all the fisheries without affecting the other fishery. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Ron to speak to the allocation advisory group process that we went through this year.
Last fall, we developed a sub-allocation advisory group. The group consisted of members from each segment of that spring Chinook fishery. The purpose of that group is to we're discussing performances of fisheries, harvest shares, and potential for change in the management structure. The process that went through and brought about that sub-allocation group was there was some complaints from the recreational fishery in the Snake River. In fact, the director traveled to Walla Walla for a meeting in August 2012. In January 2013, staff met with constituents in Dayton and discussed this, and that's where the idea of a sub-allocation group was developed. January 2013, the issue was presented to the Columbia River Recreational Advisory Group, and like I said, in the fall 2013, the advisory group was established, had our first meeting in the Dalles, Oregon. The second meeting occurred in January 2014, a long stretch in between, trying to match everybody's schedule. Then in January 2014, we did another presentation to the Columbia River Recreational Advisory Group. Things that were discussed in the meetings with the sub-allocation group, Washington and Oregon staff analyzed numerous options that were brought up. We also analyzed one option that was kind of a staff compromise option. First off, what we had is a change in the allocation went. The new allocation went 70-30 on the sharing for commercial sport. And what that did, based on a 220,000 spring Chinook run, was essentially a difference of about 570 fish. And that's just upriver fish only. So everybody's fishery increased some. Then one of the things that the folks from above Bonneville wanted to see is they wanted a 60-40 catch sharing. That number came from the Columbia River endorsement sales. They said essentially 37% of the sales of those endorsements were above Bonneville Dam, so they wanted to look at that as a 60-40 catch split. What that does is it moves 3,552 fish allocated to Low River Sport down below to fisheries above Bonneville Dam. Part of that is the change in allocation fish, and part of it is new fish to move down. And then part of that is the folks down below said, well, what is the catch of all salmonids? So we looked at steelhead, coho, sockeye, etc., and the actual split between Bonneville and above Bonneville, the above Bonneville portion was 46% of the harvest occurred there, and that's not including the tributary fisheries. So the next piece that the folks wanted to see, and this came from the group below Bonneville Dam, they said, well, we looked at the five-year average of effort, average daily peak effort, and essentially below Bonneville Dam, the average daily peak effort is about 7,000. That's 7,000 fishing trips or angler trips. And in the Snake River, it's about just over 800 per day. So the below Bonneville piece would be 86% then. So as figuring that out, analyzing that, we would be moving 1,620 fish from above Bonneville down to below Bonneville. Nobody was really in favor of that, of course. So what we did is we thought maybe we could look at having Snake River harvest up to their ESA allocation, and everybody else works catch balance. So just we take them out of the catch balance equation. But what that did is it moves 524 fish from below Bonneville to above Bonneville. Essentially, all the gains they got in the allocation change plus a little bit more. And part of the problem it's displayed here, and put together an analysis of if you were given all the impacts, what is the maximum harvest you could have? The Lower River in Zone 6, their ESA limit would be 25,256, but they would be limited by catch balance, so their maximum harvest would be 17,568. But the Snake River Sport Fishery, their ESA limit would be 12,890. Now, and they would not reach catch balance. The reason for this difference is the Snake River fishery is not a mixed stock fishery. It is a single stock fishery. Everybody else is fishing on other fish coming up. The mark rate in the main stem fishery is 80%. The mark rate in the Snake River fisheries is 66 to 68%. If we looked at if those mark rates in the Snake River were 80%, that would add an additional little over 1,000 fish to their catch. But that's the difference: different stock, different mark rate. The Lower River representatives were concerned about any of their allocation gains from the from the new policy being shifted away from and losing them. And of course, the upper river folks there, they'd like to have more. I think part of the problem is not understanding the idea between allocation based on impacts versus fish. They want to see fish, but it's hard to catch. It's hard to share fish that you don't have an opportunity to catch, and that's a hard piece to understand. It's easy to look at numbers. So essentially, we got no. The sub allocation group was not able to come to any consensus. The Columbia River Recreational Advisor Group, of course, they couldn't come to a consensus. And ODF&W, they expressed strong support for remaining at the status quo. Of course, they're not a part of the Snake River fishery. To summarize, the recreational and commercial fisheries have all remained within the ESA limits in the past 4 years. The 30% buffer has assisted in fairly distributing recreational harvest and allocation. And individual fisheries don't necessarily always attain their full catch, but there's environmental reasons or passage reasons that may prevent that from occurring. And the recreational fishing areas will gain fish in 2014 and beyond because of the allocation changes. And that ends the presentation. Mm-hmm. Questions?
Thank you. Good job. Any questions? So all that, and there's no consensus, huh? Well, I guess that's how it goes sometimes.
I think a lot of the stuff was it was trying to educate both all groups on how things were working mm-hmm. out, because the way this works is you look at ESA and you figure out ESA impacts, but then you have to make modifications to that to match up with catch balancing. Mm-hmm. So it is a complex piece, not easy to understand, and everybody wants to look at catches, and the catches don't match up 75-25.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Guy?
And Ron said it well. I was just kind of a bottom line when you compare the fisheries and the snake versus the main stem is when Ron mentioned the different mark rates. Mm-hmm. So in the lower river, there's 4 hatchery fish handled for every 1 wild fish handled. Mm-hmm. In the Snake River, it's 2-1. And so that in itself, you can see why the ES, you don't get as many hatchery fish per catch and release mortality in the snake, so it doesn't add up to as many fish.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I think one of the things that Guy was showing you in that, the map, he said we'd get back to later, is the hatcheries in the mid-river. Those are where some of those hatchery fish turn off mm-hmm. that have the high mark rates, and they're 100% marked, and those do not move up to that Snake River fishery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good job. So this is a hearing as well. Has anyone signed up? No one signed up. So that completes that item.